be with you. Your reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but I will have the light, but we have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered them and said to them, even if I do testify on my behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid because I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you know me, you will know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area. But no one arrested him because his hour has not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
My dear friends in Christ, I know some of us will be wondering why the crucifix is covered. I spoke about this yesterday and also on Saturday evening. This is a tradition of the church and also in the archdiocese that the fifth Sunday of Lent, which is known as Passionite Sunday, the crosses are covered. And also the images in the church are also covered. So by the end of the day, these images will also be covered. That is the reason for it. From this week, going forward to Good Friday, the Gospels that we'll be reading, there's this kind of drama being played out. The Jewish people will be very fearful, and Jesus will also respond to them in a fierce manner. And they will be trying to track him, to condemn him, to kill him before the appointed time. And Jesus will be buying time. We will notice as the gospel unfolds, there will be a time they will pick up a stone to throw him and he will run away and he will return back again. I see it is a drama. So during this time, the divinity of Christ is withdrawn and the humanity begins to play out. And in fact, thinking about this, there is no way God can be destroyed. The divinity of Christ cannot be destroyed. The divinity of Christ cannot be nailed on a cross. It is only the humanity of Christ. So, all these things play now reminds us that it is the human aspect of Christ that is foremost, and the divine aspect is hidden. So to represent this symbolically, that is why the crosses and the crucifixes are covered until Good Friday, when they will be unveiled. So that is the reason. We could see this idea in the gospel of today, how Jesus was strong in rebuffing the attack. They keep attacking him. Who are you? Where do you come from? And Jesus will be telling them, I am from the Father. And I'll be going back to the Father. If you don't repent, you will die of your sins. We could see how fearful he was, trying to provoke them. And they will become provoked. And they will be fighting, trying to kill him before his time. The gospel we read this morning is the beginning of this attack. But let us keep to mind that we are approaching the Holy Week. Let us keep in mind that we are approaching the week that really portrays what Jesus had to undergo in order to save you and I. So it is a moment of deeper reflection. It is a moment that we keep thinking about the role, the salvific role of Christ, how he was able to hand his life to those that executed him just for our sake, because he did nothing. So let us continue to pray and meditate as we walk along with Jesus in this season of Lent, and especially as we approach the Holy Week. It is a moment of intensified prayers. It is a moment of deeper reflection. It is a moment to think deeply and to appreciate our faith. And that will help us to remain resolute. That will help us to really respond to this invitation by stronger faith, by being more committed, by showing that yes, he died for us, and we will love him as more as we can, and we will always stick with him.